the source for a minhag that we have in saying Birich Shemeh. The Zohar in Parashat Vayakhel says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, Kad mafkin sefer Torah b'sibura l'mikrebe, when we take out the sefer Torah, the sibur, to read from it, mitpatchin tar'e shemayad rahamim, the gates of mercy in heaven are opened. U'me'orerin et ahaba le'ela, and there's a tremendous amount of love that comes down from Borei Olam at that time. Ve'be'ele le'inash le'memar berich shemeh. And therefore, at that opportune moment, it's proper to say Berich Shemeh. So the source is from a Zohar. Comes Rav Chida and says that the Zohar is referring specifically on Shabbat. And the Mekubalim write that really it's referring to specifically Shabbat Mincha, that one should be careful to say Berich Shemeh. And the Chiddush is that the Arizal said it even in Shachrit of Shabbat, but not during the week. Even though the Ben Ish Chai and Rav Ta'alim wants to prove the minhag correct of those that say Berich Shemeh during the week, however, la halakha, our minhag is only to say it on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim. Regarding Rosh Chodesh, the Ben Ish Chai says it's proper to say Berich Shemeh, and Achim Avadya himself does say Berich Shemeh on Rosh Chodesh. However, it seems that our custom is only on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim. The question is, when we get to the part in the Berich Shemeh, Ana Avda V'Kucha Berichu D'Sagidna Kameh, where it says, I am a servant of Kucha Berichu, of God, D'Sagidna Kameh, and I bow in front of Him. So there's a question, should you actually bow a little at the words D'Sagidna Kameh? The Kaf HaChaim Sofer writes, it's better not to, because you're really only supposed to bow where the Hakamim told you in the Amidah, and more in this case is less. However, Hakam Avadya holds that since we're actually saying the Sagidna Kameh, where I'm bowing to you, and if you don't bow a little, it looks like you're a shakran, it looks like you're a liar. Just like we bow in Alinu L'Shabayah when we say, V'anachnu Mishtachavim L'fnei Melech Melechem Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we bow there? Because it says, V'anachnu Mishtachavim. Only in places where we're not actually saying something about that we're bowing, then already it's preferred not to bow. But in a case like this, Hachem Avadya says, the minhag is proper to bow a little at the Sagidna Kameh. So what if a person is in the middle of Pesukei D'Zimra, for example, and they're saying Berich Shemeh? Should a person interrupt his Pesukei D'Zimra to say Berich Shemeh with the Sibur? Halakha says no. However, it would be proper that when the Chazan or the Rabbi gets to the Sagidna Kameh, one should bow a little, wherever he is up to in the Pesukei D'Zimra, just in order to show that he's also with the Sibur, and he's not, Chas V'Shalom, Kofer in what the Sibur is doing. Furthermore, there's another question in the line in Berich Shemeh that says, Vela al bar elahin samichna, that I do not rely on a bar elahin. Bar elahin can be interpreted a son of God. And therefore, the Nodam B'Yehuda came out very strong and said, not to say Berich Shemeh, because of this line, bar elahin, because he didn't want the people to get confused, and Chas V'Shalom, there is a son of God. However, la halakha, we say bar elahim, the reference there is not to a son of God, chas v'shalom, it's to the malachim. Bar elahim, I do not rely on malachim even, I rely on God alone. The Nodal B'Yudha himself was living in a time where there was a great movement towards the Shavtai Svi, which was the false Mashiach that was going after Kabbalah, and therefore, he made a fence in his time not to say the Berich Shemeh, so the people won't say, oh, Bar Elahim, you see, there's a son of God, and then fall into that messianic mistake that many of the people did in his time. So, the halakha, we do say, Vela al Bar Elahim Samichna, and we think of Malachim, that we do not rely on them. Last but not least, there's a great controversy, actually, when are you supposed to say the Berich Shemeh? From the words of the Zohar, It's mashma that you're supposed to say it kad mafkin sefer Torah, when you actually take the sefer Torah out of the hechal, at the time that you're taking it out, not at the time of peticha. And the truth of the matter is, Rav Moshe Feinstein in a teshuvah quotes the Sha'arei Ephraim that says that's indeed when you're supposed to say Berich Shemeh, as they're taking the sefer Torah out. And he says further, Rav Moshe finds that if somebody comes to ask when is the proper time, you tell them when they're taking it out. However, it seems that Al Minhag is to say the Berich Shemeh when we open the doors of the Hechal and we open the Sefer Torah, not when we're actually taking it. Although the Ashkenazim do say it as they're actually taking the Sefer Torah out of the Hechal, and there is a mashmaut like that in the Sefarim, especially in the Zohar. However, Al Minhag, of course, we're not going to change it. The Sefaradim, specifically in our community, the Minhag is to say it, at least when the Sefer Torah is opened in the Hechal. Therefore, Rabotai, one should be careful not to mezalzel in this most important prayer of Berich Shemeh. We should say it with understanding, and we'll take advantage of that opportune moment.